The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this next story does not surprise me, but it does sadden me. Here's the headline. Hey, by the way, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hey, before I get into this story, I did this yesterday, but maybe you didn't hear me. Our Heartbeat International Option Line campaign is done, finished, over. But I just want to thank you for your incredible generosity. Your incredible generosity. We surpassed our goal by over $2,000. And hey, the economy is not that great right now. But you folks don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk when it comes to life, abortion, fighting for the unborn. And you proved it big time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your incredible generosity in our Heartbeat International campaign. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. This story does not surprise me, but it does sadden me. Here is the headline. Half of pastors frequently hear members spread conspiracy theories, a recent poll says. Here's the story. Half of American pastors say they often hear members of their church repeating conspiracy theories about news events. This is according to a new Lifeway Research survey. The poll of 1,007 Protestant pastors found that 49% of Protestant pastors say they, quote, frequently hear, end quote, members of their congregation, quote, repeating conspiracy theories, end quote, about, quote, why something is happening in the country, end quote. 47% of pastors say they have not heard members repeat conspiracies. So it's basically half and half, but 49% of Protestant pastors said in this survey that they frequently hear members of their congregation repeating conspiracy theories. I know I have upset some of you. I know that I've lost some listeners simply because I have continually through the years, and I mean through the years, I have continually begged you, stay away from the conspiracy theories. Does that mean there are no conspiracies? Nope, doesn't mean that at all. There is a conspiracy to send the world to hell. There is a conspiracy to try to tell people that the Bible is not the Word of God. There is a conspiracy to tell people that there are many ways of heaven instead of just through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a conspiracy to tell people you can sin and not bear the consequences. Yeah, there are all kinds of conspiracies out there. I'm talking about the political ones. I rarely hear his name anymore, but Alex Jones was so big, 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 big. And I used to have listeners send me articles by Alex Jones all the time. Bob, you got to see this. I just read this on Prison Planet. You've got to read this. You've got to see this. Alex Jones said, and usually I wouldn't even read them, because I knew that Alex Jones was a whack job. Well, I'm not convinced that he is a whack job. I think it's very possible he knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows that these are conspiracies without any evidence or foundation whatsoever, but it helped him to build an empire until Sandy Hook. That conspiracy was so crazy, so outrageous, and so evil that it basically did Alex Jones in. Of course, he was sued for millions of dollars. I don't know what the financial settlement was, but the parents of some of the children killed at Sandy Hook won. Alex Jones was forced to apologize, say that he basically apologized and said, "Well, I never really did believe that." Alex Jones was pushing all kinds of theories about 9/11. It was an inside job. The government did it. The planes didn't bring down the towers. It was an implosion. It was because of explosives planted inside the building. Now, folks, you don't have to be an expert in explosives to know that that was impossible. And I won't go into the details on it, but it was impossible. But he was big in all of those conspiracy theories, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people believed him, and a whole lot of Christians believed him. And then Sandy Hook. And if I don't know whether you remember or not, but it was Alex Jones and a few others that started the conspiracy that Sandy Hook was an inside job. It was done by the government in order to advance gun control. And the conspiracy was, it was all a hoax. There were no children killed, no teachers killed. Not one. It was all staged. It was all fake. It was all a hoax. And here's what really blows my mind. Thousands and thousands of people believed him. Because people don't think. They read something, it sounds sensational, and there is something in our human nature that loves, "I know something nobody else does." Now, think about that conspiracy. I don't remember how many children were killed, but I believe it was more than 20. In order for that conspiracy to be true, that it was all a government hoax and there were no children killed, that would mean that all of those parents had to agree to hide their children somewhere. Because if they were ever seen, the hoax would be exposed. We went to the funeral for little Jimmy, and there is little Jimmy now. We thought he was dead. The conspiracy would require a group of parents to love money so much that they were willing to hide their children and tell the world that their child was dead. And then, of course, they would have to get the grandparents involved in the hoax, and they would have to get the aunts and the uncles involved in the hoax as well. And they would have to hide them somewhere for years, or the hoax would be exposed. It was worse than insane. And yet, Alex Jones got on radio and TV and said it over and over and over again, and thousands of people believed it. And I think that one was finally his downfall. Now, let me just urge again. be skeptical, folks. Be skeptical in a godly and biblical way. Try the spirits, the Bible says. Don't believe anything you read just because you read it. Use your brain. Think for yourself. Check and double check your sources. And think through it. If you will do a little bit of diligent research and thinking and checking multiple sources, you will find that the overwhelming majority of conspiracies are false. Let me repeat. Are there some real conspiracies out there? Yes. But let me also repeat. The overwhelming majority are false. Don't get caught up in conspiracies. We who follow Christ, put your focus, your attention on building the kingdom of God. Keep your nose in the book. Read your Bible. Pray. Win people to Christ and disciple them.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. Now that I've ticked off about half of my audience. Nah, not really. You folks are smarter than the average bear. Just let me repeat again. Are there real conspiracies out there? The answer is absolutely yes. But it is also true the overwhelming majority of them are bogus. So just be careful. Please be cautious and be a healthy skeptic. Now, being skeptical can be very unhealthy because you can turn into a cynic. I don't encourage anybody to become a cynic, but I think everybody should be skeptical. Well, a discerner. In other words, be an LTD. Listen, think, and discern. A real LTD does not go off half-cocked and spread rumors and gossip and conspiracies without checking them out. If there is anybody on planet Earth that should be focused on truth and facts, it should be Christians. But I began, you know, I've been doing a radio program on WRFD for over 30 years now. I began on Saturdays many, many years ago when I was pastoring in Westerville. And I remember often on those Saturday morning programs, I would say, you know what, folks? Christians are some of the most gullible people on planet Earth. Now, that was back in the heyday of oh, my goodness, I had his name, Leroy Jenkins. Leroy Jenkins up in Delaware. Healing Waters Cathedral. Wasn't that it? Healing Waters something. And he was selling miracle water up in Delaware and all of that stuff. And people were coming from all over the country to buy miracle water from Leroy Jenkins. Christians. People who love Jesus, taken in, fooled. And then, of course, it was Jim and Tammy. Joy and I had some dear, precious friends. They've both now been in heaven for a long time, many years. But oh my goodness, they were taken in hook, line, and sinker by Jim and Tammy, gave them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and they had, I don't remember what it was, it was kind of like a timeshare thing, and they had sent thousands of dollars down to Jim and Tammy, and the wife was pretty severely handicapped. And they got in their handicap accessible van and took off down to was South Carolina, wasn't it? I think it was South Carolina. South Carolina, North Carolina. Anyway, they went down to Carolina, and they had a wreck and all of that stuff. But it was okay because they were going to see Jim and Tammy, and they got there, and they didn't even have a room for them. Didn't even have a room for them. They had sent thousands of dollars down there, and they had to turn around and come back. Never forget that. Sweet people, godly people, bamboozled by Jim and Tammy. Christians are good people. Christians want to believe, but because of that, often Christians are easily led astray. They are easily fooled. That's why you've got to keep your nose in the book and follow sound doctrine. And don't follow after flamboyant, charismatic individuals. Seek out godly influence in your life. And make sure you discern from a biblical worldview and that you judge all things according to Scripture. Probably the most misinterpreted verse in the entire Bible is, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." That does not mean don't judge. It's just a warning. Be careful how you judge, because how you judge, you will be judged. But it does not tell you not to judge. The same Bible says, "He that is spiritual judgeth all things." We should be characterized not as seekers of conspiracies. We should be characterized as seekers of truth. That should set us apart from the extremes of the right, the extremes of the left, the extremes of the Republicans, the extremes of the Democrats. We are Bible believers and followers of Jesus, first, foremost, and above all. All right. Thanks for listening to The Rant. Have a great evening, folks. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.